most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
It's coming up, the Rate My Redneck Christmas Edition. Gonna be loads of fun for you here at the holidays. It'll be in a few minutes.
So, really exciting news. We got one of the most energetic Britney Spears dancing videos on Instagram yesterday. I mean, it's like nothing I have ever seen. She's and it gets crazier as it goes on. It's about, you know, a minute long.
Yeah, and she's doing something in this one that she normally doesn't do, and that's like she's using the entire space. I mean, she's all over that room, running and jumping and gyrating and carrying on. It's a cute swimsuit, though, that she's got on.
Yeah. And, slapping her butt cheeks, and she posts another video after in the same bathing suit, and she's doing... She's pulling at the bathing suit in various ways, and it's kind of wild.
I'm telling you, she's dying to be naked.
Is that the one that says new bathing suit, new hair?
Yeah.
Her hair, her tracks. Oh my God, they're terrible.
Yeah, Lindsay, you're probably the best person to ask. What can we do with her hair? Is it just, do we need a total reset with the hair?
Well, for one, it's shocking she has a professional do that. Mm-hmm. They are falling out. You can see every row on her scalp. I mean, something ain't right.
Okay.
I don't know if she's trying to do them.
Lindsay's talking about her fake hair, her extensions. And they call them tracks because they're on these little strips that glue into your head underneath your hair. And that's what she's talking about in case, you know, any of you guys don't know what that means.
Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. And that's the only real thing that concerns me. I mean, she's crazy, we all know, but her hair, get it together. You have the money. Didn't she get the money that she deserved?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, get your weed fixed, hon.
Now, Lindsay, is that the biggest thing that you got to worry about all the time whenever you've got extensions? Is your tracks showing?
Well, and just to make sure they're maintained. I mean, once they grow out, you've got to get them re-sewn in or retaped or whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just let them go to the wayside. That's the priority when you have fake hair. You got to groom it.
Yeah.
You got to maintain it.
Got to maintain it. Absolutely. So, Britney Spears in the news today. Big auction yesterday. $5 million were spent on this old stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments. They said it's from the 1500 years ago from the Roman Byzantine Empire. It's the oldest stone tablet known to contain the original Ten Commandments. So
$5 million.
Where do you put that? They said it's about 1,000 pounds. It's heavy.
Yeah. I would say on just like a coffee table book.
Yeah. You just sit that out there.
Well, you're not moving it after it gets somewhere.
I think so. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's cool, but like, I always think like, where am I going
to
put that?
They'll probably donate that to some sort of museum, put it on loan or whatever to them. And
yeah. But if I spend that much, I want it in my house. I'm not giving it to a museum. I kind of want it, but
I'm using it as a doorstop. The door's never going to close ever.
It's a piece, you know? So everybody's going to these Christmas recitals to watch their kids, but one mother is sending out a warning to other parents. Do not do this when you go see your kid's Christmas recital. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Regan's app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
TJ, did you go to a lot of Christmas pageants or recitals for your kids when they were young?
No.
Did they not happen or you just didn't?
Oh, they happened. No, my kids didn't do anything that would, well, I mean, whatever they would have at school, like at the elementary school. Yeah. But it wasn't like, you know, any type of, you know, dance or stuff like that. You know, my daughter wasn't into, you know, ballet or anywhere. She'd have to be in the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone to the Nutcracker several times because we used to do a partnership with the children's theater group here.
Right.
For our charity, and I was the host.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing to do during the holidays. And I know Lindsay's got little kids, so you've got plenty of Christmas events coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow and Saturday.
Tomorrow? Oh, you got a full weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, your husband's thrilled.
I don't know if he's going. No, I'm just kidding. I'm making him go.
There's a woman named Mom Uncharted on TikTok. She said, if you're at a child's Christmas concert this year, that's great. Film, take pictures, have a great time. But don't upload the footage publicly online. Not all of us want our children circulating on the internet.
I get it.
Not all of us want strangers knowing where they go to school. It's an issue of privacy and consent, so just don't do it. And then in the caption, she writes, send it to your grandma via text or email, not publicly on social media. I haven't heard anybody say that, and I thought that was a great point.
It is a good point.
We just come to expect that you're going to see these videos of kids' recitals from parents. But yeah, what about all the other kids that are on stage that maybe their parents don't want their faces put on Instagram when they're 5 years old, 2 years old?
Then somebody should make an app that's easier to use where you can blur everybody but your kid.
Exactly. So
agreed.
One woman said in the comments, at my son's school, if you share without blurring faces, you will not be allowed to come to another concert. It's the rule.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. One other
person. I'm glad it's not our rule because I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah. Last year I posted her little Christmas play.
Okay. Well, maybe don't do it this year. Somebody said, it's shocking that people need to be told this.
Shocking.
My son's principal gave us very strict instructions to not put photos on social media in the sweetest but sternest way, and I really appreciated it. So are we making too much of a fuss about
it? No, I don't think so. I get the point, but it's not shocking that people don't already know that. I mean, she's being a little bit snooty know-it-all.
Okay.
I mean, it's shocking that people don't already know that.
Yeah.
People don't even think about it.
Yeah, people aren't thinking about it.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, you maybe exposed some, well, I don't know. You didn't do anything. but yeah, a lot of people say they, you know, they worry about it so much, you know, ex-husbands, ex-wives, crazy exes and things like that.
I get it.
So just a little note this year. If you're going, don't post it online. Or if you do, make sure you find the app and take the tutorial so you know how to blur out the little kids' faces.
And then some people got ugly kids. Nobody wants to post them.
That's true.
The ugly kids are safe. I'm kidding, of course. Merry Christmas.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, it is that time. I don't even think the holiday season begins until we do this on the show. So we should have done it earlier so people could have gone ahead and started getting into the holiday spirit because they've been waiting around on this, the official kickoff of Christmas, which is the Rate My Redneck Christmas edition. That's where you tell us something that is the most redneck thing you've ever witnessed. And it has to do with Christmas, and then we rate it 1 to 10.
Yep.
The higher the rating, the redder the neck.
And we've given out plenty of tens over the years when we've done this, right?
I'm stingy with a 10.
Yeah. You it's got to meet a certain criteria, and a lot of them don't.
So we put it up on the social medias, and people have responded accordingly.
Yeah. Hannah's got one. We had a Christmas Eve squirrel hunt. My husband started taking the kids on a squirrel hunt on our 22 acres we bought about 11 years ago. While I finish up things for Christmas, he gives the squirrels to our neighbor because he likes to make squirrel dumplings.
Yeah.
We had to quit eating the squirrels when our doctors told us that they were high in cholesterol.
What?
Can you, she said, can you guess the movie reference? I don't know. Also, I do not eat the squirrel, but it is a tradition.
I'm going to say that's as far as redneck goes. That might be a 2, if that.
A 2? What?
Yeah. Well, I grew up where squirrel hunting was a thing, and you eat squirrels and all that. And I'm not a redneck. I don't know why people freak out so much about the thought of somebody eating a squirrel like that. Xavier Leggett, that plays for the Panthers, he said he was all excited about Thanksgiving. His cousin had killed a coon. He was going to eat your raccoon. And then they said it was a news story. He eats raccoon and squirrels.
That's a
big deal.
Well, it's shocking to most people, believe it or not, that eating a raccoon is not something you see everywhere.
Well, raccoon is different than squirrel. You know, it's a different level.
Okay.
Squirrel is more, you know, is normal. Should be anyway.
Like eating a hamburger.
I think the act of getting together and going to shoot them Christmas Eve, that is the redneck part.
Okay. Well, what do you give on a scale of 1 to 10 redneckness?
Well, I'm giving it like a 8.5 for what? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certainly going a lot higher than you. I'm going a 6. Wow. An organized squirrel hunt on Christmas. It does seem.
Y'all are uppity.
Hardly uppity.
A bunch of snots is what y'all are.
Hardly.
Organized squirrel hunt. That's my favorite.
We got more if you want to do them, but
we got time for one more, I think.
Okay. Jennifer said, my oldest son gave a gift to his brother in a sack of chicken poop. So he had to dig through it only to find that the gift was an actual lump of coal.
Oh, no. So I'm going to say that would be 7.
Okay. So I'm going 7 as well. Lindsay, what do you have? Yeah.
I'm going 10 and you're trashy.
Yeah. On a trashy scale, I would say 10.
Yeah.
But just a redneck scale. Rob, what do you got?
I'm going 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got more of these coming up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, we are playing the Christmas edition of Rate My Redneck. The most redneck thing you've witnessed around a Christmas celebration. And we rate it 1 to 10. So far, what we have determined is that everybody but I on the show, they're all just a bunch of effete snobs.
Yep, that's me.
Because they don't think eating squirrel is normal.
But an effete snob is somebody who uses the word effete snob. There are plenty of these. Some people don't even want to post it publicly, so they send them as DMs, which makes me think they're embarrassed by it. But I don't know. You decide if this is embarrassing. She says, my redneck husband and 6-year-old went hunting in our backyard. We live in a nice neighborhood with a very active HOA. Mm-hmm. They killed and cleaned 4 squirrels and smoked them. I told my husband the trailer park called and is requesting their trailer park trash back. He didn't care and kept hunting. It was a great bonding moment for him. I went upstairs and into the spare bedroom that overlooks the backyard, and I was texting them squirrel sightings.
There's one right above you.
She's keeping watch from the spare bedroom. When they smoked the squirrels and had them for the holidays.
All right, now this is a different situation. Urban squirrel hunting, I'm going to put that a lot higher than going out on to the property in the country and squirrel hunt. I think that is probably a 9 on the redneck scale.
Yeah, that's a good. I'm going 9 as well. Yeah, I think.
If you're hiding from the HOA to squirrel hunt,
yeah,
and you have a spotter in your attic.
What, Lynn?
That's bad. If you're hunting on HOA property, that's bad. It's a 10. It's a 10 for me. And are people hunting squirrels because there's nothing else to hunt and they like to hunt? Like, I'm confused. Or a squirrel just good?
A squirrel tastes great.
What's it taste like?
It depends on how you cook it. But it's akin to chicken. It's just like all dark meat chicken, though. I mean, it's just really rich, dark meat. It's good.
And you eat it off the bone?
You can. You can fry it like chicken. A lot of people put it in stews and soups and like a squirrel mulligan, they call it.
Yum.
But people make, squirrel gumbo. Anything that you would use a boiled chicken or stewed chicken for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel salad.
Yeah, like a chicken squirrel sandwich. No.
Well, I remember watching the Beverly Hillbillies when I was younger, and they would have squirrels. And I just... That's how I relate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This person also wants to remain anonymous. She said, every year my family in Texas mails me cans of baked beans because I love them and I can only get them there.
Wow. So it's a certain type of baked beans.
I guess I'm going 2 on that. I mean, that's not redneck.
No, I don't think so either. And how much money are they spending to ship cans of beans?
Right, that's heavy.
Wow. 50 pounds of beans in a box.
They're not the same anywhere else.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I'm not even giving that a number. That's a zero on my scale.
Yeah, that takes money, and it's a nice thing to do. But didn't your family give out like cigarettes on Christmas Day?
Uncle Woodrow always got a carton of cigarettes at our little gift exchange.
What are you giving that one?
That's way up. That's an eight. Okay. Even back in the 70s, that was an eight.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait, hold on. There was something very important that we needed to discuss. It's a new app. It's a new app to find out stuff about your neighbors that they may not be telling you.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, so we'll do that in a few minutes.
I love that. And you know who else loves it right now? The teammates of Patrick Mahomes. They showed up in their locker room, and Santa Claus, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes in their case, left him a huge gift, like a 55-gallon Yeti cooler that they said retails for about $400,
$500. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's loaded with all kinds of things, including those ice pack leg things that you know for recovery athletes use. Those mm-hmm. retail for about $1,000. A pair of his sunglasses that he always wears, those big whatever they call them.
Yeah,
and a Rolex watch. Mm-hmm. So he's shelling out thousands and thousands of dollars for his teammates.
Yeah,
it's a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, they all do that kind of stuff.
Do they all do that?
Yeah. Especially to their offensive line. The quarterbacks give their offensive linemen gifts all the time.
Dang.
The Panthers, Jonathan Stewart used to do that for the offensive lineman. He was a running back, but he used to do it all the time for him.
So what does the defense do? They just got to sit there with no gift, and they're looking at – that's crazy. Yeah.
The poor defense.
I know. These guys are getting Rolexes, and they
didn't nothing. Give this to everybody on the team?
It didn't say that, so maybe he did.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
I mean, if everybody's getting a Rolex, that's a
big deal. So, yeah, I can't imagine he would give that to everybody on the team.
52 other players?
Yeah, no. That would be insane. Mm-hmm. So, but, I'd feel terrible if I was on the defense. I'm like, I picked the wrong spot for myself, didn't I?
Did I say I was on the defense? I need to change my spot.
Yeah. I'm playing both positions now. Thank you.
And then those astronauts that were that went up into the International Space Station back in June, and then they got stranded there. They said NASA said we would have them home by November. Obviously, it's now December. And then the new update was that they would come home in January. Well, that's been pushed back yet again.
I thought it had been March for a while was the date.
And then they moved it to March, and now they said it might be even a month later than that. So they're supposed to be up there a week in June, and it's now December, and they have no prospect of getting home before the year.
So isn't Elon the one going to get them?
Yeah.
Save them?
His whatever they call that, his rocket is going to bring them back home because they're stranded up there.
Elon Musk, I mean. I know there are a million Elons.
What's the one thing you should never do on a cruise? I just found out. I'll tell you next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, people I can't relate to are the people that went on that Ultimate World Cruise last year. They left in December from Miami. It was 9 months. They visited all 7 continents, all the wonders of the world. And, you know, some people didn't even get off the ship for 9 months. They didn't care about going and sightseeing. They just wanted that long cruise experience. And they weren't in huge suites. Some of these people were in interior staterooms or whatever they call them. You didn't even have a view of the ocean.
Yeah, you get some good sleep in that room, though.
I bet you do.
There's no light coming in there, and then the waves of the.
But I can't relate to that because that wrapped up in September. It was 9 months, and now people are already talking about when's the next one. We want to do it again. People want to do it again.
Mm-mm.
I just can't relate to it.
Now, I don't want to go on a cruise for 10 days, much less 9 months.
Yeah, you're the only person I know that didn't you do cruises for a while? Wasn't that you?
I've been on one. And we went to the Mediterranean. Like, I loved where we went. I just wish we would have flown to these places.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's not my chosen method of transportation. But they said, here's the one thing you should never do on a cruise ship, and it never even occurred to me. Never eat seafood when you're on the sea. They said for a couple of reasons. That's the last place you want to get food poisoning while being on a ship. But they said, surprisingly, even though you're at sea, you sometimes don't want to eat the fish or the seafood because they have temperature control problems sometimes with the buffets on cruises.
Yeah. And they're not, know that. They're not catching the fish off the side of the boat. And so it's fresh like that. It's packed into the ship, like a week's worth of fish and all, just like the vegetables and the burgers and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just packed into the freezer or refrigerated area of the ship. So it's not really any fresher than what you would get at the grocery store.
It's not. They said that's a common misconception. When people see the sushi bar, they think for some reason that the fresh sushi is straight caught off the boat. They said
hell
that.
No. But, listen, y'all have been on a cruise?
Yeah.
Have you? The buffet in general doesn't look appetizing. Kids are touching things. I mean, we went on a cruise before I had kids, and I was looking at this like, I will never have kids. Look at these dirty animals. They were touching the pizza and the front. Like, I'm not a buffet type person, much less fish.
Yeah. Well, they said all you got to do if you want to test the sushi, make sure you touch the rice. And if it's warm, it's probably not a good idea to try. Also, if the oysters are not on ice, just avoid them altogether.
You're going to touch something on the buffet. That's my point. Like,
when gross. You get a piece of it, then touch.
I think so. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, a lot of people are saying that this new app that's available, or it's about to be available, is wrong. Like it's not a good thing. But I think if we, just kind of hash it out, we can determine whether or not it's right or wrong. Okay. It's an app for home buyers, potential home buyers, and before you buy a home. This app allows you to check the politics of your neighbors or your would-be neighbors.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
How does that work? Oh, because it's public. Your voting record is public?
Yeah, and how you're registered and all of that, I think.
They got signs in the yard probably, too. Yeah.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that. If it's public information, then they're just compiling it.
Yeah, but they're saying, like, this is just more... ways to divide people and this, that, and the other.
That's true.
I mean, I wouldn't care about that as much as other things. I want to know other things about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What would be something better that if you had an app that could tell you about the neighborhood? Well, if you would want to know if there is a floozy in that neighborhood that goes after all the married men, right?
I want to know how many married men you've been with. I want to know who's cheated, who hasn't.
Yeah.
Stay away from my mans.
I want to know how many times you bathe your kids because they ain't going to be hanging out with my kids if they're nasty. I need to know a lot of things about you.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that is a question, that comes up. It does in neighborhoods when somebody new moves in. You want to know. What you have in common, or if you're, there are certain things you can be on the lookout for. But it's more, I would think I would use it more as a, to just know something about them that I shouldn't, bring up, or
right.
Not that I should hide what I am, but make sure that, you don't just all of a sudden strike up some sort of a political conversation and you know that they don't believe it in the way you do.
Yeah.
Just to start an argument or cause trouble between you.
Yeah.
Like our next door neighbors are it's a young couple, no kids. And, they are not the same political affiliation as we are.
Oh, really?
Right. And that's why I don't even know their names.
Kidding. More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay. It's time for Crap Show Audio. Crap Show Audio brought to you by no one, but available for sponsorships.
Who's going to want to sponsor that?
Really,
uh, A bunch of people, Riggs. Really? Okay. A bunch of people, yes. There's a lady with a very, I think, insightful and unique view of the type of dog you should have. It's her sitting in her car, and her eyelashes are brushing against the windshield as she's talking. And very pretty lady, mm-hmm. dressed to the nines. And this is what she said.
Have y'all seen that man, that three of his dogs, well, at least one of them is a French Mastiff, three of his dogs mauled him and killed him, and rest in peace to him, but it's also the reason why my rule of thumb for dogs, I will never get a dog that I can't beat personally with my own hands. There is no dog that could be in my house that I felt like if we got into a rumble, they would win. I have two dogs. I have a Maltese and I have a Shih Tzu. One stomp and them dogs is clean out. Oh, I love them. I love them. But when it comes to the battle, you need to be a fair game. I can't fight an Alaskan Malamute. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not going to get that personally.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Makes sense. One stomp. It's done. It's the battle.
I can't fight an Alaskan Malamute.
So, Riggins, you think if your dog went nuts on you and just... couldn't, like, adrenaline going just out of his mind, that you could take him down with your bare hands?
I've been thinking about a lot last couple of hours. Could I win if he was going nuts? I don't know,
because that's a decent sized dog.
He's a healthy sized dog, but I have this going for me that he's currently with some arthritis.
Yeah.
So I feel like the edge is in my favor.
But, and he's overweight, right?
He's overweight, so he might be moving a little bit more slowly. But yeah. I'm also overweight, and maybe I got the early signs of arthritis. So I mean, it might be a fair fight.
But if a dog goes into fight stage, that arthritis is not going to slow him down. He's just going to be attacked like a buzzsaw all over you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've seen how dogs fight each other.
Please.
He'd be like that on you.
I've almost lost a hand trying to clean out the dingleberries. You know, it's dangerous. It's
dangerous. Yeah. And that wasn't even from his dog. It's from his neighbor next door.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.